Carmen Capozzi's son, Sage, first experimented with heroin at the age of 14. It did not fully grab hold of him right away, but by the time he was 20, he had overdosed twice, and he continued to struggle.
You know, the professionals say, kick them out, and I wouldn't. And then I gave Sage an ultimatum. I said, look, you either can stay here and work a program, or you have to go. And he chose to leave. That was a Wednesday, and by Sunday, he was gone. I'm Carmen Capozzi. I have an organization called Sage's Army. We're a nonprofit grassroots organization to create awareness for the drug problem. What happened was we lost my mom to cancer 8 days before Sage died. And, you know, he decided, well, I'm going to drown out this sorrow with one more time, and that's what killed him. I spent 2 days on the floor. On the second day, I heard Sage's voice say, Dad, get up, they're not bad kids, you have to help. And I just sat there and thought, I got to do something. A young boy showed up at my house with a laptop, and it was the Sage Capozzi Memorial page on Facebook. And he showed me what people were saying, about 180 of his friends were on it. I said, Sage's heart was good, he was always trying to help his friends. I need to create awareness. I need an army of people. And he went, oh, cool, dude, Sage's Army. And I went, what? 10 minutes later, he'd create a Facebook page called Sage's Army. There was 1,800 people signed up in 24 hours asking for help or telling me their situation. My wife said to me, she goes, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. I'm just going to talk. And that's all we did, talked and networked. I have a school program. I go into the schools. I take people in recovery with me to tell their stories. We go to churches. We do community events. Anything where there's people, we try to get involved and set up a table. And they stop at your table, and you get another story.
My name's Michelle Evans. I became a member on the Facebook page, and I just sat there and kind of read over and over the people and their pain and how they're involved with recovery and addiction. They had a candlelight vigil. I sat on the hill and watched all the parents in pain and seeing the pain in their eyes. That next day, I started calling rehabs. Once I got to the rehab part and you were able to make phone calls, he was the first person I called. He had no idea who I really even was. I don't really remember it, just crying and saying, thank you. I know from the beginning this is something that he wanted to do. Sage's haven, somewhere, anywhere for addicts to go and not be surrounded by bad influences.
When they walk through that door, we find out their needs and make the calls. You know, we have people that just want support. You know, we have fathers that are just helpless. They don't know what to do. What this has done is showed people, look, you don't have to be ashamed to talk about this. You don't. The enemy wants us to hide in stigma. They want us to stay in the dark. Sage's Army is trying to bring people out of the dark and show them, look, you don't have to stay in the shadows. You did nothing wrong. It has to be dealt with. You know, it's something that can no longer be hidden.
More about Carmen Capozzi and Sage's Army can be found at wesa.fm/difference. While you're there, you can also nominate an unsung hero.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.